outdoors and Jane with Issa Sorrell. I'm so sorry that I missed your call, but if you'd leave your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings. It's your the man you married. I'm still in love with you. I'm still trying to reconcile with you and our kids. And I would like to talk with him. You've denied me for over a year now, and I find this most unfortunate. It's not 100% guaranteed, but it looks like I will indeed be heading to a cabin. We call it a cabin. It's a nice place. I'll send you a link in the email. It's a nice place that we're heading to. Apparently, Chris, the friend that I'm going with, his dad pastored a small church in, I don't know if it was here in Cleveland or in Athens. I think it was here in Cleveland. And there was somebody there, and I think whatever the relationship is, they own this place. You know, this is one of these places that a management company handles. They own it and rent it out. And obviously, as the weather is cooler, occupation goes down. So he got it for free. So we will enjoy that, and I will probably be the chef for most of the meals, and it would be something I would like to do for my own family. But so I probably will not be calling till next Monday, but obviously you will remain in my prayers, as you always do, and our kids. I really miss you. I would rather be taking a trip with you like this. I mean, that's the way it's supposed to be. You know, we made a commitment to each other. I'm still living my commitment to you, and I will live it till the day I die. I think you know that. Dorothy Jane, I love you, and I'm here. Please, break down the walls between us. I love you.